Hi, it's Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com. Today's topic is do what you have to do. I just did that yesterday, which was a Friday. What I had to do was go to court to get a restraining order against my ex-wife. Now, I've kind of touched on her and those problems in my previous podcast and on my website, personaldevelopmentformen.com, and of course in my ebook, How to Leave Your Wife. And she's just made herself just into a person that's so hard to deal with, and it's very difficult for me to live the kind of life I want with her in the picture. She just keeps coming over all the time, you know, every day, multiple times a day. And I, you know, fear, you know, driving, coming home and seeing her car there, or in the street, or walking in and there she is. You know, she guilted her way in with the kids. And so I did what I had to do. I filed the paperwork and filled out all the forms that the county requires for this type of thing, and paid all the big fees, and went through with it. And it wasn't easy. You know, nothing like this is ever easy. Going through the court system, paying the big fees that are required, wondering if you should hire an attorney or do it yourself, filling in the paperwork, getting all the printouts made. And, you know, I went on, it was a few weeks ago when I started this process, I went in, and of course, they told me, well, you know, most of the forms are fine, but you really got to do this, that, and the other thing. And so I, you know, went there, you know, had taken the day off to do this, and could not complete it. So I went home and, you know, thought about, well, how do I, you know, fill out the rest of these forms the way they want. And I did that. I spent more time on that weekend, filling in the rest of the forms, and tried again on the next day on Monday. And it was successful. The forms, they accepted the forms and told me what to do next, which was to go to the sheriff with more forms and have them pay them to serve the papers. So at that point, you know, the process had started. And this is the what you have to do, though. You have to do what you have to do in order for your life to be what you want. I wanted this woman out of my life. That's why I left her. That's why I've done everything, is to get her out of my life, and she's just not cooperating. So I'm having to continue to spend effort and time and money getting her out of my life and doing what I have to do. Now, looking back, of course, I could have done this months ago or years ago, but I didn't. I didn't. I thought she would get better. I thought I could kind of concentrate on moving forward with my life, and she could do the same. But she's just a person who cannot seem to do that. So I reached up and outward, you know, to the government, to the county, to the sheriffs and the police, and say, hey, help me with this woman. And sometimes that's what you have to do, is you got to reach out and get help. Now, they were able to find her and served her the papers. And she, of course, in the weeks between the time I filed and yesterday's court date, it was apparent that she had the papers. So I quit worrying about that, thinking that she might run and they wouldn't find her. They found her. And at every step along the way, they kept asking me, do you really want to go through with this? And at every step, I said yes. And of course, there was the doubt. Oh, should I really do that? They're asking me because they don't want me to. Well, forget them. They don't have to live with this person in their life. So I plowed forward with the idea of, I'm going to get her out of my life one way or the other, and I'm going to demand that they help me. So that was my mindset, and I was confident that once they saw what she's like, once I could explain properly the issues and the problems and the frustrations and dealing with her, that I could have a chance at increasing my ability to live well. So I went to court, and I fully expected that she would not show up. I figured she wouldn't show up, and they would postpone things or not really do what I wanted. But she did show up, which was unusual to me, because in previous court issues, she didn't choose to show up. So anyway, so we're sitting there, I and my ex-wife, I on one side and her on the other, and I started, you know, gave the testimony, and I had written up a long written attachment to the to my request, you know, a few weeks ago, and I had some bullet-pointed handwritten comments to talk about today. I figured I'd have to talk. I didn't really get it, though. You know, maybe you need to, as I was sitting there, I was wishing I had hired an attorney to help me, but, you know, sometimes you get sick of paying all the fees all the time for all of this stuff. So I didn't. I sat there, I told my story, and I told the court commissioner, I need your help. She keeps coming over all the time. She's a disruption to my life. She's a disruption to my children's life. She's upsetting the neighbors. The neighbors have called the police. The police, Heartland, the police where I live were there multiple times. My landlord for the new place I'm living in, the place I love, called me and says, what's going on there? The neighbors are calling me, complaining. And I told him the story, you know, trying to work on his mercy. And I told the court commissioner, you know, I don't want to get evicted. I'm here with my children. I want to provide a nice, stable, peaceful home for them. My daughter's going into high school. My son is just out of high school, but he's going to be, you know, in the next few years living here part of the time. He needs a place to be. I need a place to be. We all deserve a place to be, not be evicted for problems for somebody else. So I told him that. I laid it on the line. I said, she's just, no matter what I do, I can't seem to convince her to stay away. So that was my story. I did what I had to do. And then the court commissioner asked my ex-wife, you know, why do you do this? Why do you keep coming over so much? And he was even plain in his speaking that says, you know, I don't want to give the injunction. He said, I don't want to give this restraining order. I'd like you to work this out. But my ex-wife, you know, in her condition, she just couldn't say that, you know, hey, I should get my own place, get my life together, and have a place for the kids to come and visit me. She couldn't do that. She couldn't admit. She's so far gone with her mental illness problems that she just can't. She cannot. So in the end, the court commissioner granted the restraining order. She can't come to my home. If she comes, he said, I call the police and have her arrested. And she will be arrested for violating that order. And that order is good for the next 4 years. 4 years of peace. I gained 4 years of peace. I am a free man from her. Freedom is not just freedom from oppressive governments. It's freedom from whatever is oppressing you. This woman was oppressing me. She was making my life difficult. I left her to simplify my life. And it's far better, far simpler than when I was married. But it's still this background, this grating, this frustration, and I had to do what I had to do to keep moving forward. I don't want to drive up to my home and see her parked there. I don't want to walk into my home and see her in there, okay? That's what I didn't want. I want to be free from her, and I'm just doing what it takes to get that. And if that makes me a bad guy, so be it. My life is important. Just as yours is. And that's why you gotta do what you have to do to make your life better, whatever it is. And you gotta cut out the bad junk that's in your life, get rid of it, get past it, beg other people for help, force them to do what they're supposed to do to help us all. If somebody came to me with this problem and said, hey, you figure, can you help me with this? This is your job to do this. I'm paying you to do it. Of course, you do what you can, right? But everybody kind of wants to wash their hands of these problems. And I'm sick of washing my hands of things and seeing people not help me. I'm going to force them to help me. I'm going to require them to do what they can. When she drives up the next time, because I know she won't be able to control herself, I expect that she probably can stay away for days or weeks, maybe. But in the end, she'll come back, and I'll call the police, and she'll be arrested, and she'll go to jail, all right? I'm doing what I have to do. This is my life to create, to craft, to have a good life. I deserve to have this good life just like you do. And you got to do what you got to do to make your life better. If you've got this bad woman in your life, you got to cut her out. You got to leave her. You got to get divorced and follow up. follow up until life is the way you want it. If you're in a no-account job, you got to move out of that job, get something better. This is your life we're talking about. This is not a game. I mean, it's a game, but it's your life. You don't know how much time you got left. Why do you think you can wait to have a good life? What are you waiting for? And this is what I'm telling myself. What am I waiting for? I've got all these goals, all these dreams, all this stuff and experiences I want to have. And yet I'm still struggling with this ex-wife in the picture, running around creating drama and chaos, okay? I don't want that, right? I want to just forget about her and concentrate on me, okay? So that's what I did what I had to do. I went to court. I filed the papers. I didn't have to pay big money for the attorney. The court fees, yes, a couple hundred bucks, right? A couple hundred bucks that I could be using to buy groceries and things for my children, right? So this is, but I had to do it, right? This, in the long run, this is creating the freedom. You got to use your money to buy your freedom, to buy you peace, to buy you a better life. Don't just use your money to always buy just useless trinkets that you don't really need. Use your money to buy your freedom. Do what you have to do with your money. And I know this is hard. I didn't want to spend all that money filing these papers. I didn't want to have to pay the sheriff to serve her papers. I didn't want to have to take days off to do all this when I could be taking days off to sit in the sun or go to the beach or take a little trip or sleep in. No, I'm up early going to court, okay? But this is what I had to do, okay? I kept reminding myself, I've got to do what I have to do. My life is important, and this means your life is important, okay? So you do what you have to do. Figure out what it is. Write it down. Make the plans. Step by step, day by day, you create and craft your life the way you want it. And that sometimes means you got to do what you got to do. You got to cut out the bad stuff. You got to move on and figure this out. You know, and I'm the person who's, I'm always pushing forward, looking to the future, doing what I want to do. And when I get another person dragging me, holding me, grabbing my arm and pulling me back, showing up when I don't want her to, it infuriates me, it enrages me, it frustrates me. And I just want to keep going ahead with my life, but I had to do more to cut this person out. So sometimes you got to look behind you while you're climbing the mountain. Look behind you and snip the line of that person dragging you. That person is dragging you down. You got to snip them out of your life, however it takes. And this is hard because these people who are dragging you down are professionals. They're good at it, right? Some people are great at dragging other people down. So you got to recognize that and do what you have to do to get that person out of your life. And it may even be people. You may have multiple people snipping in at you and dragging you down. Well, you got to do what you have to do. You've got to read the good books that inspire you to take the action that you need. You got to listen to the audios that inspire you and take and get you going and doing what you got to do. You got to use your mind for thinking about your life and planning and concentrating on you and what you want and how you want to live your life and doing whatever it takes to live that way, and turn off the blasted TV long enough to sit there for hours dreaming of your life, planning it, doing what you have to do, and expending the effort and the actions necessary to do so. All right, that was Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com.